Never underestimate what putting pictures and tape together can do for your life. I have been manifesting since I was 13, and across all of these years, vision boards have stayed at the top of my manifestation methods for the very reason, the very simple reason that I have always, and I mean always, gotten what I put on my vision boards. More than my journaling, more than my scripting, more than anything, I've always gotten the vision board pictures. And once I put it on the board, I get that manifestation at the speed of light. Now, there is some scientific, psychological reasons as to why it works, but the way that it works for me and that I see it work for other people that I put onto it is giving magic, because there is no way. I love vision boards. And even since I was super small, like 5 years old, my mom and I used to make boards out of like magazine cutouts and stuff. I didn't know what I was doing, but I just always love them. They have a special place in my heart. And obviously after making, I don't know, dozens and dozens of boards over the years, I feel like I've truly mastered the method to making a vision board that works and that inspires you and that sparks just all of this emotion inside of your heart, which leads you to getting everything you want out of life. From just my 2024 vision board, I've manifested tripling my income, moving into my dream apartment in London where we're sitting right now, getting straight A's in university, starting my podcast. I made a girl group of high quality, uplifting friends. I got into a dream relationship with a super provider minded partner. He may not have been the one, so we separated for healthy reasons, but that definitely was my manifestation achieved and set the standard super high. And living in London, obviously it's like super cold and rainy, and I wanted to manifest a really good like beach vacation with boat vibes. And not only did I start the year with that kind of trip, but I'm ending this year with that kind of trip, which is booked in a week from now. And on top of that, that ticket booked for that trip, I booked first class, which is the first time that I was buying first class tickets with my own money. And that's not even everything. Now, I don't know if you're making this vision board for the new year or just a new season of your life, but I want you to come back from this year or this season of your life with the same kind of recap that I just gave you. So let's get into the main pillars of building your vision board, which is 1, setting your goals and intentions, 2, why it works, 3, actually building your vision board, and 4, how you're going to implement it in your daily life so that it works. Number 1, setting your goals and intentions. Now, your vision board is not going to be a vomit of pictures. It has to be intentional. It has to be you. It has to really resonate, and you have to make it specific. After all, this is your life that you're building, so we're not here to play around. Vision boards and manifesting in general works because there's emotion behind it. Your vision board, when you look at it, should evoke like emotions in you and the feelings that you want to feel when you get those certain things or you're in those certain states, because it's filled with your real specific desires and aspirations. Are you getting the vibe? Now, before you set your specific goals and aspirations and whatever, I need you to ask yourself, and this is very important with every goal, do you want that goal, or are you asking for this certain thing because you actually want it or because society is telling you that you want it? If you don't want kids, if you don't want a husband, if that's not what you truly want, do not put it on your board. If what you really want right now or this year is a sneaky link, then put a sneaky link on your vision board for all I care. Step 1, now again, everything applies to either like the season or the year, but let's just assume we're doing a new year vision board for the sake of the video. So step 1 is to get your word of the year. This can be discipline, this can be consistency, this can be work ethic, this can be career, whatever. Personally, my word of the year is soft. And the reason that is because I feel like I've been girl bossing for a few years now. Well, I've had my business for a few years, so it makes sense. And don't get me wrong, it had its time, it had its moment, and it's gotten me very, very far. But now I've built a team, which is another thing on my vision board that I achieved, which is building up like an entire team of a few people that take care of so many of my tasks. And I have worked so hard to get to the point where I don't have to do all the work in my business. So this year, I really just want to take advantage and I want to live my life and I want to actually enjoy the fruits of my labor. And I want to switch from girl boss mode to creative passion project girlie, who is really calm and enjoys life. And overall, I really, really want to balance my cortisol levels because I feel like my stress management is kind of like... So anyways, the word of the year is soft, because this year for me is all about having fun and relaxing. When in the past, it was always about work, 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 everything career based. There's still some of that, but more than anything, I want to enjoy my life, because this year I'm 21 and you're only 21 once. So that's the vibe this year. So you find your word of the year. Now, when it comes to building your goals, maybe you already have them in mind. Maybe you have a bunch in your mind, or maybe you like don't even know where to start. But if you do have a bunch in your mind, or just a few ideas, go ahead, get a paper, get a notebook, and just start brain dumping your goals. And I mean like anything from the big things to like income and small things like doing a pull-up. Maybe that's a big goal for you. I don't know. Just brain dump all of your goals. And here is something that can help you. What you can do on your notes app or your notebook is I want you to do a life audit or simply just write down these main areas of life. So that will include career, health, living space, relationships, money, spirituality, recreation, self-love, travel. You can also do personal style, like if you have an aesthetic that you want to bring into this new year, and add any other areas of life that you think fit into this. And just really quick, run through each area after you've written it down, and you can write down 1 through 5 how content you are with each of those areas of your life. So maybe career or school, if you're still in school, it's like at a 2 because you really want to get your study game up and you want to make your grades better. But maybe you're in a relationship right now and relationship is a 4 or a 5 for you because you're in a very happy, loving, and fulfilling relationship. Go ahead and do that life audit. You don't really realize until it's all put together the different areas of your life where you're really not happy, even though you seem happy or normal throughout your day-to-day life. I personally love doing a life audit, but anyways, after you do that, under each life category, write 1 to 3 goals that you have for that area. Try to keep it to maximum 3 goals because we really want this vision board to be focused and also attainable. And mind you don't need to have a goal for every single area of your life. So once you have done that, once you have brain dumped your goals, you're gonna look back at those goals and make sure that you are being very specific. If you have a health goal, for example, to lose weight, don't just put lose weight, put a certain amount of either inches or numbers. Make it a specific goal. If you want to just get more fit, don't just put I want to get more fit, put I want to go to the gym at least 3 times a week. Don't just put become an influencer, put gain 10,000 followers. You get the gist. Make it specific so that you can actually track if you reach that goal. And I want you to find the balance of your goals for it to be in between attainable and Zalulu. So for example, if you said that you want your income to be $5,000 per month, let's make it like $7,000. Okay, now for real, once all your goals are brain dumped, you need to pick out the 3 most important sections, and from those 3 sections, the top most important section. And how are you going to find the most important sections? You can ask yourself a couple questions, such as looking at these goals, what am I the most excited about right now? What lights me up the most when I think about this being done and manifested? What is the most important thing for me to change in my life and why? What 3 things, and then top 1 thing, would change my life the most and change my everyday mood the most if I accomplished that thing this year? That is how you're going to section out your top 3 goals, and then from 1, the top thing that would change your life the most. For future reference, when you're building your vision board, we're going to put that main goal, that main area in the center of the vision board. And especially for the 3 goals in general, you really, really want to focus on those pictures more than anything because you really want those pictures to resonate and be super specific. Section number 2 is why vision boards work. Most people I meet do vision boards, or they think vision boards are cool or aesthetic or whatever, but I've generally met some people that are like, that's so stupid. Like, why would I just put a bunch of pictures together? They just don't get it and they've never done it, and it shows. At the end of the day, look, I know you guys are all human and beautiful and super talented and just so strong-minded, but at the end of the day, Chuchi, we are all human and repetition works for us. If you just make a vision board and hide it behind your TV, it's not going to be as effective, obviously, because we need that repetition of looking at it over and over again. And what that does is it aligns you with that future vision. And most importantly, it's the feeling you get when you look at those pictures and you realign yourself with those aspirations and desires for your life. Vision boards are like a hack for letting you jump into visualizing, even if it's for 30 seconds. And the vision board works long term subconsciously because your brain cannot tell the difference between real and imagined experiences. I mean, think about it. If you think about something that provokes anxiety in your brain for longer than 3 seconds, you will start to get like heart palpitations or just signs of anxiety in your body. Think about running into your ex for longer than 3 seconds and see what happens in your body as you think about it. And obviously it's not happening in real time. I mean, I hope not, but your brain doesn't know that. So your body reacts as if it's true. Therefore, since you have this repetition of living this experience, whether it's real or in your head, since your body thinks that it's your real life, you start subconsciously making decisions and making behaviors based on the person that your brain thinks that you are, based on the life that your brain thinks that you're living. And then you start having this spotlight effect on opportunities. Let's say you have a pink car on your vision board. If you look at that vision board every day or every other day, your brain subconsciously is going to start noticing all these pink cars on the road that pass you by when you're walking on the sidewalk. You're going to have this spotlight effect on car listings for pink cars because your brain is aligning and your brain is starting to become wired to that imagined reality. On top of that, especially if you're doing this to fit in with your New Year's resolutions, you're not going to be that person that forgets their New Year's resolutions on January 31st because you are looking at this vision board that is taped up right in front of you every single day that is reminding you of your purpose and the things that you want to achieve. Now, of course, it's not all magic. I mean, there are some things in manifestation that, especially if you've been doing it for a long time, there are some things that happen, you're like, what the heck? Like, how did that just happen? How did I just get that like that? But it's not all magic, okay? If you do not do the aligned goals on your vision board, you're obviously not going to get things on your vision board. But at the end of the day, it is not all magic by any means, okay? There's a lot of science behind it. And if you do not do the aligned actions that align with the pictures that you put on your vision board, you're not going to get those things. If you say you want to be an influencer and you put all these influencer pictures on your vision board, but you literally never post a video, I'm sorry, but that is like bad DeLulu. I love DeLulu. I am all for DeLulu, but be disciplined and take some action. And if you want to learn how to be disciplined, there's a video for that on my YouTube. So go check out my channel and go binge watch or whatever. Okay, now section 3, time to make the actual vision board. Now I'm going to put my vision board on the screen if you're watching from YouTube. Now some of these things are personal, okay? So put your good energy out there for me. We are cancel clearing any bad energy towards my manifestations. I'm sharing this with you guys for the purpose of education. Okay, so let's get into it and I will talk you guys through some of my goals and my manifestations so maybe it can hopefully inspire you. Number one, when it comes to building your vision board, obviously you're gonna have to open up Pinterest. Pinterest is my life and I scroll through it 24/7, but if you don't already, you should really hop on that. But if you watch my channel, I'm sure you already do. You're gonna go through Pinterest and you are going to search up all of your goals. If you are struggling, put aesthetic at the end of every single search. So if it's like healthy eating, put like healthy eating aesthetic. Find the pictures that resonate with you the most and be very specific. Choose pictures that you can really see yourself living, like you look at the picture and it evokes like an emotion in you and you're like, ugh, yes, this is a picture. You don't want just random pictures. You don't want picture vomit. As I said, you want focus. You want specifics. Also, a little hack. I mean, you don't have to do this for every single picture, but if you can have, like, example, a POV or an eye view of something. For example, if you are manifesting going to a certain city or a certain country, instead of putting like a random girl from Pinterest in that city or country, you would put like a POV, so like a view of that city or country. So it's kind of like you're looking at it from your eyes. And another hack, if you can include a picture of yourself in there, or even you can cut out a picture of your face and paste it on top of somebody else's face from Pinterest, that is going to be super helpful and super cool. Now, when it comes to your vision board overall, focus less on aesthetics. You don't want it to be perfect. You want it to be you. You want it to resonate, okay? Resonation is the word. Is resonation a word? I don't know, but resonate is a word. And that's how I want you to feel. So like, for example, there may be a Pinterest picture of a supermodel, but babe, like that's not gonna resonate and that's not gonna fit into your vision. And it's going to leave you hopeless if you are 5'1" or 5'2" like me, and you're naturally just a bit more curvy, you're Latina, you're whatever. Or stop putting money with a bow like this, which is one that I previously put on my vision board. If you don't even like to carry cash around like me, like I get so scared carrying cash around. When would I ever have all that cash with a bow around it? Like, please choose pictures that resonate, that will be realistic for you, and that you can actually like recreate that picture in a future time in your life, in a very, very soon moment in time, must I add. Now, once you have your pictures, I went and printed it at like a picture printer place. You can also just go print it with like a color printer and cut out the pictures. And mind you, if you cannot print pictures, it's also totally okay to make like a digital vision board and then put it as the desktop of your computer, your phone, whatever. Now, once you have your pictures, obviously you're going to organize it into different categories. You are going to put the main focus, the main goal in the center. And this is just something that I like to do. I have not heard anyone on YouTube talk about this, but in many things, right, the left side is the feminine side and the right side is the masculine side. So I like to put the more feminine things on the left side of the board. And then I like to put the more masculine things on the right side of the board, like career, school, whatever. Now, as I'm building the board, personally, how I do it, I usually do on a poster board, but I could not find any near me this time because I'm in the UK and I
I don't know why I cannot find a poster board anywhere. But basically, I'm going to go section by section, and you're not going to tape anything down yet. First, you're going to arrange it how you like, in a way that makes sense, in a way that looks good, and make sure things are like not overlapping each other. And then I'm going to go down and I'm going to tape this section because I feel like it's going to be a really big vision board. So I'll tape all of this section together, and then I will work on the next section, rearrange it, and then tape it together and tape it to this section right here. So do not make the mistake of taping things as they come. Arrange it first and then tape it down.
As you watch me make my board, just a little bit about my goals to inspire you a bit. For career, I have things like YouTube growth and passive income. I really want to get my Instagram game up and start taking pictures all the time. I used to always be taking pictures, but now I'm like slacking. Obviously, I'm going to graduate this year, so that's there. And I want to do a podcast with more people than myself. And I love my solo podcasting now, but I want to venture out and do podcast with other people in 2025. For my health, I want to have a healthier relationship with food. I want to have body acceptance. I want to be working out for fun. I also want to be one of those girls that is like a liquid girly. Like, you know, those girls that down like 4 different liquids in the morning and then their skin is just glowing because they're taking in all these like, I don't know, things. Yeah, that's the kind of wellness that I want to be on this year. I also really want to enter my skincare era and learn a lot about natural skincare and just have even more glowing skin. As far as living space goes, I do want to move to Madrid in 2025. So that is my current goal. And I want to live in an apartment that has like really, really good lighting, obviously, since I'm always filming. For relationships, right now, I'm, as we mentioned before, I'm like freshly out of a relationship. So a relationship is not like my goal as soon as 2025 starts. However, towards the end, definitely want to align myself with the person that I want to be with. And so obviously I chose pictures that aligned with that because I know exactly what I want. Somebody who's super provider minded, loves to just like take care and is concerned with my well-being and also concerned with their well-being. So into like reading and working out and eating healthy, and in general, just a passion filled relationship where we have a lot of fun. Spirituality is one of my big main 3 goals for 2025. So I really want to get into a solid journaling routine and a solid non-negotiable daily meditation and visualization routine. I want to travel to Mauritius, Dubai, and I want to go on an African safari. So these are my travel goals for 2025. If you know me, I'm always traveling, but these are things that I have not done yet. And another one of my main 3 goals, like I said, I just want to relax and have fun this year, is recreation. So I want to find my fun beyond my phone, beyond food, beyond, I don't know, just meaningless things. And I want to genuinely enjoy life, whether it's outside, and just be free and feel comfortable in my own skin. And I want to use my phone a lot less, replace that with reading, replace it with, again, fun, like I said. And I want to take Spanish lessons when I move to Spain. So that's pretty much the summary of my 2025 board. And this is what it's looking like in the end. When I look at this board, I feel good. I feel clear-headed. I know where I'm headed. I know what I want. And I can look at it and I can tap into the emotions of every single area of my life. And knowing that I can do that, I know that I will get every single thing on this board. And if I don't, either it's because I'm being protected and it's something that is not aligned with my highest good, or I was not focused enough and I did not do the aligned action to reach X goal. But for the most part, at least 80 to 90% of that will be completed. You can mark my words. So now that our vision board is done, on to section number 4, which is how to use your vision board so it works. Simply put, you need to make your vision board part of your routine. It's not all magic, as we've gone over. You don't just make your vision board and hide it. You don't just look at the pictures on your vision board and not put in that work. No followers if you don't post any videos, okay? No money if you don't heal your relationship with money. But anyways, let's make this vision board part of your routine. I will give you a really simple example routine. So this is personally what I do and what I'm going to do for this specific board. As soon as I wake up, obviously I don't want to reach for my phone. We've thrown that away a long time ago. So as soon as I wake up, I have this automatic thing where I pray. So me personally, I do that. I wake up, I pray, I say thank you God for this day, da 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 da. And then I sit up and I do some breathing, like 4 seconds breathing in and then 6 seconds breathing out, just to calm and ground myself. And then I tape my vision boards right in front of my bed. So if I'm sitting on the foot of my bed or on the edge of my bed, their vision board will be right in front of me. So after I breathe, I open my eyes and I look at my vision board. I go section by section. I just look at the whole board. I really take a good look at it, take a good look at the pictures. And the most important thing is, as I'm looking, I'm tapping into the emotions of what it feels feels like. As I'm looking at the pictures, I'm almost making a movie in my head. I feel the emotions of me living that experience of what's on the vision board. And I will do this while I'm looking at the pictures, but if you're somebody who can't do that, you look at the pictures to, you know, just evoke something in you, and then you close your eyes and you feel it the best that you can. You can feel it with all of your senses. What does that experience taste like, smell like, sound like? Imagine it in colors, in bright, bright colors. What are people telling you after you've accomplished that thing? What is your daily routine like once you have become this person? Looking at your vision board means that you are feeling things in your body. You need to remember that. The vision board is not all magic. It's a reminder of where you're headed. It's a practice of repetition to feel these good feelings within your body. And it's a reminder of the goals that you set for yourself so that you can take action, because obviously there is a gap between where you are currently and where you want to be, and that gap requires some action to be made in order to close that gap. And that is it for your vision board. I wish you guys the absolute most success this year or in this season of your life. I promise you, vision boards are so fun, they are so effective, and they're my secret to getting every single thing that I want. If self-growth, glowing up, leveling up, and closing the gap between who you are now and who you want to be is your vibe, then make sure to subscribe or follow from wherever you're listening so that you can get more videos from me and more podcasts from The Creation of Her podcast. And if you think somebody you know would benefit from this video, definitely go ahead and share it. Like, comment, subscribe, do what you gotta do, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye.